Shaler, Professor of Communications at UW Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, Vice President for Community and Government Relations at Gateway Technical College. And now, here's today's moderator for Education Matters.
Welcome to Education Matters. My name is Stephanie Skilba, and I am the Vice President of Community and Government Relations for Gateway Technical College and one of the rotating hosts of Education Matters on WGTD. And this is an exciting day for me, as this is my very first time hosting the show. I'm really looking forward to the conversation with our guest today. Katie Graff is the Director of High School Partnerships at Gateway Technical College and has been with the college for about 8 years. I've had the opportunity to work with Katie over those years, and I know that she has seen many changes to the high schools and how college works with them. So welcome to the show, Katie, and thank you for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me today, Stephanie. I'm super excited to have this conversation with you, too.
It'll be really fun. So if you could, for us all, is just share a little bit about what it means to be the Director of High School Partnerships.
Yeah, so as the Director of High School Partnerships, I get to work with our area high school administrators, counselors, and teachers to find ways to build out career pathways and provide dual credit opportunities for our high school students for free. Gateway's Tri-County District includes 14 public high school districts, including the third and the fifth largest in the state of Wisconsin, and 8 private high schools. So I get to work with our academic departments here at the college and really introduce them to our high school partners to provide dual credit opportunities for students. And I am so excited to say that over this past year, we had over 6,500 high school students take dual credit with us at Gateway.
That's amazing. What I think is really interesting is the size of our district, the number of high schools that we have, and it's public and private.
Yes. Yeah, we serve them all.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. So what are some of the biggest changes that you have seen in the high schools and how the schools view career and technical education along with Gateway Technical College?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of changes. You know, I've been here for 8 years. And I think here, you know, career and technical education in Gateway Technical College really provides real career opportunities for students. Mm. Today, students have the opportunity to earn industry-recognized credentials and certifications through CTE classes or career and technical education classes at their high school. Many of those high school classes are considered a dual credit class, meaning they're not only earning just high school credit, they also have the chance to earn free college credit as well. But sometimes I think the phrase career and technical education can be misleading for individuals. I think technical college, though, it really highlights our content expert instructors, you know, here at Gateway. Our instructors really know the industry that they're teaching. Many of our instructors have decades worth of experience and are actually still working in the industry that they teach in. Also, career education really references the latest technology and the hands-on training in our small classes. Technical colleges really specialize in career-driven courses that focus directly on teaching the skills that apply to that specific career. So for our high school students, if they want to become a nurse, they're going to practice in a class that looks like a hospital. And if they want to be a firefighter, well, guess what? They're going to actually put out a fire in one of their classes. So it's really that hands-on training that our career and technical education classes here at Gateway Technical College provides to our high school students.
Mm, that's great. I have been working in CTE for about 22, 23 years, and it is amazing to see the transformation of the way that people feel about career and technical education. And I think you hit the nail on the head. When you talk about if you want to be a nurse, you're going to be teaching in a hospital setting. If you're going to be a firefighter, you're going to work with fire. It really is that hands-on component that the high schools, you know, understand now is important.
Yeah, and I think it's really that sense of pride that students have in that, you know, being in that classroom, mm-hmm. putting on all of that equipment for mm-hmm. firefighting classes, you know, earning that credential, that industry-recognized credential while they are in high school. It's just that building that pride for students in those career and technical education classes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have been very successful in building partnerships with the high schools. What are some of the ways that your team works with the high schools?
Yeah, so here at Gateway, our high school partnerships team focuses on building out dual credit opportunities for students. Today, students have so many opportunities to earn college credits while in high school for free. I wish they had those opportunities when I was in high school many years ago. But recently, we've seen many students not only earn college credit while in high school, but many students are also earning industry-recognized credentials, career pathway certificates, technical diplomas, and even associate degrees, all before graduating from high school. So this last year, like I said, 6,500 students earned dual credit classes, credit that's over 20,000 college credits here at Gateway for free, saving them millions of dollars, which is just so exciting. And we even had hundreds of those students actually earn a credential. We also here at Gateway have a team of new student specialists. They support our high school students too, meeting them where they are at the high school. Our team consists of 8 experts that visit our local high schools on a weekly basis. Our new student specialist team helps students explore our 70-plus different program opportunities here at Gateway and helps students really navigate that college admissions process. I know for me, I'm a first-generation college student myself, and really, you know, having someone there to really help students navigate that college admissions process is really priceless and very valuable. So our new student specialist team is a great resource for all of our students and really meets students in their high school. So really looking forward to this upcoming fall and encourage students to get connected to their new student specialist at their high school this upcoming fall. But at Gateway, we also have a pretty amazing Gateway Promise program and other scholarship programs for qualifying high school students. The Gateway Promise has supported hundreds of students since it started in 2017, where qualifying students are able to earn up to an associate's degree tuition-free. So I can't imagine, you know, being able to graduate from college debt-free. That would have been pretty amazing for myself.
Yeah, it is. What I'm hearing from you, Katie, is we have amazing programs for our high school students, and we are going to them because you mentioned that we have new student specialists that are actually in the high schools. How long have they been in the high schools? How many years have they?
Yeah, probably I would say about 10 years. Okay. So they're definitely meeting students where they are and just helping students really navigate that process. And so really encourage students, you know, this upcoming fall when they're getting back into the swing of school to get connected to their new student specialist, because they don't have to come to campus to meet with them. We go out to them, but also, you know, we are always open as well for campus tours, and we'll have a lot of upcoming events this upcoming school year for students to come out here and tour our campuses as well.
Very nice. And we hear a lot about student debt, right?
Yes.
Everybody has student debt. But what I'm hearing from you is that there are many opportunities for students to not have that student debt.
Correct. Yes, there are. And so your new student specialist can really help students explore all of those options. But it's really remarkable to see all of those programs that we do have here through our Gateway Foundation has done a fantastic job raising funds to really make it affordable for students and students really being able to come here and earn an associate's degree tuition-free.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. So you have mentioned dual enrollment throughout this conversation so far. Can you explain really what that is and what that looks like for a high school student?
Yeah, so I would say I use dual enrollment as an umbrella term where high school students have the opportunity to earn both high school and college credit free to the student, free for the parents at the same time. Students have so many options to earn both high school and Wisconsin Technical College credit for free throughout their entire high school career. Students have the opportunity to take classes at their high school with qualified transcripted credit instructors. Those transcripted credit teachers really are acting as adjuncts for the college, teaching our curriculum at the high school. Last year, we had thousands of students take transcripted credit directly at their high school with their qualified transcripted credit teacher, saving over $4 million in tuition savings,
wow,
which is really cool. But we also have the opportunity for students to take classes here at Gateway. Students can participate in a program called Start College Now, their junior and senior year, taking classes that aren't offered at their high school here on our campus with our faculty for free. High school students Also can come here to Gateway and take a high school academy, enroll in a high school academy where they're taking a sequence of courses with just other high school students from around the Tri-County area and getting themselves on a path towards earning a credential before they graduate from high school. Really, truly, Stephanie, I would say high school students now more than ever have the opportunity to use all of those dual credit tools in their toolbox to earn dual credit, get on a path, and potentially could even earn up to an associate's degree before they graduate from high school. All for free.
Wonderful opportunities. Absolutely. But are all high schools involved in the dual enrollment or dual enrollment programs?
Yeah, it varies. Okay. So for Start College now specifically, it's open to public high school juniors and seniors. We have transcripted credit agreements with just about every high school, both private and public in our Tri-County area. Mm-hmm. So it really depends, but I would definitely encourage students, you know, if you're interested, feel free to reach out to your new student specialist. They can really help you explore all of those opportunities that are available at your specific high school.
Wonderful. And what are the advantages of dual enrollment for the students, but also for the schools and for Gateway Technical College?
Yeah, so I would say first, you've heard me talk about money a few times here. So first of all, students can save, you know, thousands of dollars. Like I said, through transcripted credit alone, just one of our dual credit programs last year, it was over $4 million in tuition savings. And that's for our family, for our communities, for students, really that benefit for all. I think, too, for students and parents, it really allows students to get, you know, that career exploration while they're in high school, provides opportunities for students to earn a credential even while they are in high school. Mm-hmm. They can take that credential out into the workforce right away, start working right away in a field that they're interested in. Really that quick entry into the workforce. So even our business partners are really benefiting as well from dual enrollment. We're also seeing here, you know, when students are taking dual credit in high school, they have a lot more stronger statistics here when they do come to Gateway after high school. They have a higher likelihood of college entry without delay after high school graduation. So we're seeing those dual credit students, you know, having that motivation and that confidence from earning that credit while they're in high school, like, I can do this. I can go to college. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming here after using that credit and continuing on earning an additional credential. We also are seeing that students, if they're taking dual credit while they're in high school, they have a stronger post-secondary outcomes, including their GPA, persistence throughout their degree, credit accumulation, and a stronger completion rate. So we're really seeing benefits for our students, our college, community, business partners, parents, everyone.
Wow. You know, you talk about the benefits of it all and just students being exposed, I think, to the college credits and college instructors and college curriculum is certainly helping the students as they make that transition to the college, to Gateway Technical College. And as you mentioned, it's comfort level for those students. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing for us to see as we move forward with our high school students. So today on Education Matters, we are speaking with Katie Groff, and she is the Director of High School Partnerships here at Gateway Technical College. And we're speaking now about dual enrollment. And I know that you have many success stories of students that have participated in this, could you share a couple of those with us today?
Oh, yes. So this is probably one of my favorite things to talk about. It's actually with our students. So first of all, I'm going to talk about our nursing assistant program here at Gateway with our high school partners. So I am so excited to say that this past year, we had almost 400 high school students enroll in our nursing assistant program, earning a technical diploma before they graduate from high school. Students who take nursing assistant here at Gateway have an opportunity then to go on and take a state certification exam to become an actual CNA and earn that that state license to then go out and work as CNAs, which we very much need in our community. And so I'm so excited to say that of those 384 unique students this past year, 176 of them went on and earned that certification, and our current CNAs probably outworking right now as we're talking. So that is very exciting for me. we really truly, you know, are making life-changing educational opportunities a reality. But also very passionate about our high school academy program. Mm-hmm. So right now, this upcoming school year, we'll have 8 different high school academies where high school students can come and take classes here with Gateway's faculty, earn a credential before they graduate from high school. And so this last year, we did our welding academy, and we had 41 high school students graduated with their technical diploma in welding before they graduate from high school. And I probably each week get a phone call from one of the instructors that is providing me with updates on those high school students that just earned that technical diploma. You know, Johnny is now working, making $80,000 a year. I mean, it's crazy to think about that as a high school graduate. And some of these students actually are still in high school because they did it their junior year of high school. Students really having that opportunity to take what they were doing in the classroom and getting hired full time immediately after high school graduation. So it is really cool to see those students getting hired and hearing those great success stories. But also our CNC Academy this last year, we had 100% of our students before they were done with their classes were employed. 100%, all of them. They were all working. They were making between $17 an hour and up to $26 an hour, which is remarkable. So just a huge shout out to our faculty who really help support students and helping them get connected to our local businesses. But probably the student that is coming to my mind the most recently is a student. His name is Hunter from East Troy High School. Graduated last year from high school, but also graduated with a certificate, a technical diploma, and an associate's degree in business from Gateway before graduating from high school. So Hunter really used all of those tools in his toolbox, started taking college classes when he was a freshman in high school, really kind of after taking a couple of those classes, building that confidence, realized, you know what, if I mapped this out, I could earn an associate degree before I graduated from high school. And sure enough, he did. Now is a proud business owner himself, started his own business, and he's 19 years old. So really very inspiring to see students take advantage of all of those opportunities that are out there for them.
Well, congratulations to Hunter.
Yes.
That is an amazing story. And it sounds like he's doing wonderful things in his community.
Correct.
That is truly amazing. You mentioned the high school academies and that there are 8 different ones. And you mentioned welding and CNC. What are some of the other academies that we have?
Yeah, so we have CNC, Criminal Justice, IT Data Analytics, Nursing. We have a Liberal Arts and Science, Smart Manufacturing, Welding,
CNC.
And I'm forgetting one.
That's okay.
It'll come to me.
That's okay. But so
fire and EMS.
Okay.
I got it.
And so they run the gamut, right?
Yes.
So, you know, no matter what the interest is from a student, we probably have a high school academy that will connect.
Correct. Yeah. Students. And actually, I was just looking at some, you know, all the years are blending together now, Stephanie, for me. But just a couple years ago, we only offered 2.
Oh.
So we're really growing and, you know, really working very closely with our high schools to identify what students are interested in and working with our local businesses and our partners out in the community to really kind of develop those. So very excited about offering 8 next year.
So that is an interesting topic, right? When you say we talk to the students, we're talking to the local community about what academies they're interested in. So we're not just developing the academies to develop an academy. We're truly developing the academies based on the interest of the students and of our local community.
Yeah. So actually, so Fire and EMS, that's our newest one. Yeah. So that's why it came to me at the end. But that one will be our very first one this upcoming school year. And really excited. The Racine Fire Department has been a great partner in establishing that academy. We actually are going to have classes there at the Racine Fire Department. So students from all over the Tri-County area are going to participate. We have 18 students that will be starting fire and EMS classes this upcoming fall. That one filled so fast. Students were definitely interested, and we have students traveling all over the Tri-County area. I know I have a student that's going to travel an hour a day to come to the Racine Fire Department to take those classes. So very excited to see that one.
That is very exciting. Very exciting. But during our conversation, you've also mentioned career pathways. And so how do those work in the high schools?
Yeah, so career pathways are really about mapping out for a student all of the different entry points and exit points of a career. So, for example, in CNC, we have students can take four classes. Their first four classes really leads to a career pathway certificate, where students could jump off that highway of their career, enter the workforce. But if they're interested in, you know, jumping back on, they can come back in, take a couple more classes, and earn a technical diploma. So it's really about building out stackable credentials, classes that really build on one another, credentials that really build on one another, with, you know, at the very end, having transfer opportunities for students if they want to continue on and maybe earn a bachelor's degree, go to one of our four-year partners. But really just providing all different opportunities for students and really showcasing them that different path and that different career ladder that they can go on as they earn more credits, more credentials, and they can further their education while furthering their career as well.
Amazing. But we've talked a little bit about partners and the additional partners that we have. So it's not just the high schools that you're working with, but you also work with the local businesses and the middle schools. So can you explain more about those partnerships?
Yeah. So I would say local businesses, can't do it without them. That's for sure.
Right.
So they really, like we mentioned before, have helped us build out our high school academies. Students, you know, that are in our high school academies are getting connected from our instructors out into the community, getting hired on when they are earning that credential or even before they're earning that credential. But also our local businesses have really been a strong partner in our youth apprenticeship program. So youth apprenticeship is a program through the Department of Workforce Development that allows high school juniors and seniors to apply what they're learning in the classroom on the job. So local employers are partnering with us to hire these youth apprentices and support these students throughout the entire year. Employers are paying students. They mentor them. Students have a mentor. And they really help students learn specific skills related to that area. So this past year, we had about 140 youth apprentices, and we partnered with about 100 businesses, which has been very exciting. So students really having that opportunity to apply what they're learning in the classroom on the job, also giving them that opportunity to earn, you know, a credential and add to their resume while they are still in high school. For middle schools, though, I would say, our Fab Lab here at Gateway provides so many fun hands-on activities for students of all ages. Over the next few weeks, we're actually going to be wrapping up our 2022 summer camps, which is really geared towards our middle school students. Students this past summer have been on our campuses learning about robots and cars and firefighting, makeup, photography, animals, and so much more. So we do recognize here at Gateway that we need to go younger than just high schools. It's really about getting into our middle schools and even our elementary schools as well. And so here at Gateway, each fall and spring, we bring together all of our local high school administrators for breakfast and give them the opportunity to hear about some new programs that we have here at the college. But they always leave with a gift really geared towards our elementary and middle schools to really help them build up that pipeline, to help them build up their career and technical education programs at the high schools so that we can build our programs here at Gateway as well.
I know that as I walked around the campuses the last few weeks, I've run into many of these students that you've talked about from a summer camp perspective, some looking for the braiding class. Where would I go for that? So it's been great to see the younger students actually on our campuses.
They bring so much joy. Yes. And have the best questions. They do. These middle school students, they have always fun to have on campus.
Yeah, certainly not afraid to ask a question.
No.
Certainly not. But you also mentioned the Fab Lab.
Yes.
So the Fab Lab is at the IMET Center.
Yes, it is.
So the Fab Lab, what is the Fab Lab?
it's kind of like a makerspace.
Yeah.
There are a lot of toys in there.
There are.
There are a lot of mm-hmm. toys. If you think about it, you can make it in the Fab Lab. Mm-hmm. So always fun to go out there. I mean, I've seen them make a guitar.
Right.
You know, in the Fab Lab.
Right.
So students have the opportunity to design mm-hmm. A project and a lot of the times 3D print it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun hands-on place to be.
Mm-hmm.
I really encourage you to, if you've never been to the Fab Lab, if you've never been to the IMET Center, really come on out. It is a space open to the public, and we have tons and tons of different activities. I know this upcoming fall we'll do a good pumpkin carving out in the Fab Lab, so always fun. And I know middle school students are always, they always, I think, have the most fun, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a great space for people to be exposed to everything that really is available. You know, you mentioned 3D printing, to engraving, to guitar building, to so much more. I can't even think of all that you can do in the Fab Lab, but it is a wonderful opportunity.
Yep, you think it, you can make it there.
Absolutely.
And that's right.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful program. You also mentioned youth apprenticeship programs. So I worked with youth apprenticeship programs many, many years ago before I even came to Gateway Technical College. So it's fun to hear that the programs are still around and still are benefiting our high school students. I'm going to ask you another number question. How many youth apprenticeship programs are there?
Ooh, there are 11 different pathways that students can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the Department of Workforce Development is actually doing a modernization. So we're actually looking to add more.
Oh.
So, you know, ask me again in a year and we'll see where we're at. But a lot of opportunities for students. I would say within our Gateway Consortium, most popular, transportation, distribution, logistics is up there, manufacturing, and healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I would say, our top three. And it's very inspiring to see these students out taking what they're learning in the mm-hmm. classroom and working. It's very remarkable to see, you know, as a one of the requirements for Department of Workforce Development is that students have to get paid at least minimum wage.
Okay.
But these students are making $12, $15, mm-hmm. $18 an hour as a high school student,
mm-hmm.
And really getting that mentorship from those local businesses. And what we see often is that students at the end of their youth apprenticeship, once they've completed their required 450 hours in a year, they're being offered employment, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of the times those employers right now are encouraging students to go back, earn another credential, you know, that stackable credential in that career pathway, and they're paying for it.
Yeah.
So again, that free college that we've been talking about, youth apprenticeship is just another one of those dual credit programs that students have the opportunity to participate in.
I think one of the valuable parts about the youth apprenticeship programs are the mentors. You know, the mentors that the students work with, I think that they certainly help that student, you know, understand the role that they serve, the job environment that they're in, and just let them better understand how to move through that career path. And so I know that I worked with the mentors, and it was such a wonderful opportunity to see somebody work side by side with that student to really help them and guide them through that program. So very, very supportive of those youth apprenticeship programs. So I'm glad they're still here.
And thank you, Stephanie, for all of your work that you did getting it going in the state of Wisconsin.
It was so fun. But there is so much work being done in the high schools, as we all have heard. But is there anything new and exciting that's coming up in the fall or in the next year or so that you have, you know, on your plate?
Yeah, so first I would say the high school academies.
That's
always something that is very exciting and very passionate about our high school academies. So like we said, there'll be 8 high school academies in the 2022-2023 school year. We're anticipating about 120 high school students from the Tri-County area participating, and those are coming from both public and private high schools. New academies, like we said, fire and EMS will be new this year, but we'll be running for our second time our liberal arts and liberal sciences. So really geared towards students that want to earn kind of those general studies classes. Students can earn 12 Gateway credits towards their liberal arts and sciences associate degrees here through that high school academy. So really getting that jump start, knocking out maybe that first semester of their college gen ed requirements. So very excited about that. But also with our high school academies, I'm super excited right now. We have a grant through the U.S. Department of Education that is giving us the opportunity to support students who are completing a high school academy, who want to continue on their education here at Gateway. They're eligible for a $2,500 scholarship for them to continue on. So very excited about that. We're seeing that's for this last year's academy students and this upcoming school year. So very excited. So right now we have about 30% of the students that completed an academy last year are planning on using that scholarship this upcoming fall. So very excited about that. And I'm sure that that number will continue to grow as we're approaching our fall semester. But I would also say new and exciting is our new liberal arts and science degrees here at Gateway. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right now our applications are open, open both for high school students and adult learners as well. It really starts this upcoming fall semester. But students, you know, while they are in high school, they have an opportunity to get started on that liberal arts and science degrees while they are still in high school through transcripted credit. Again, we do have qualified high school teachers that can teach those general studies classes at many of our high schools. So students have the opportunity to get started through transcripted credit right at their high school. We also are going to be offering some classes through our Vanguard program, our virtual academic network at a few of our high schools. So students can kind of knock off some of those first few classes there. But students also can apply through Start College Now to take classes that aren't offered at their high school through Start College Now, take classes here in those liberal arts and liberal science degrees. And again, through our high school academy. So I'm very excited, Stephanie. You'll have to have me back on in a couple of years, and we'll have to share some numbers about high school students earning their liberal of arts, liberal of science degrees, associate degrees, those true, you know, knocking out all your gen ed classes and transferring on to a 4-year partner. I'm sure we'll have plenty of them in the next few years. So very, very excited about that. For the first time ever, we'll be able to offer that up to our high school students.
There is absolutely a lot of work being done with our high schools, for sure. You've mentioned transcripted credit. Could you just define transcripted credit for us a little bit?
Yeah, so transcripted credit is where a high school teacher is certified to teach a college-level course at the high school. So it's truly a partnership between Gateway, the high school, and that qualified instructor. So we really need a qualified instructor to be able to offer that classes. But transcripted credit teachers are partnered with a mentor here at Gateway. Our faculty mentor, our transcripted credit teachers, share curriculum resources. A lot of the times transcripted credit teachers are using the same textbooks as our teachers are here at the college. But students, you know, just are in their high school class that's really a college level class and are able to earn that credit for free, truly for free. They don't even have to come here because we're going out to their high schools. So right now we have about 150 transcripted credit teachers in the Tri-County area teaching all sorts of different classes, mostly in career and technical education, welding, automotive, business, culinary, hospitality, early childhood education. But then we do have some qualified teachers that can teach our general studies classes as well. They have a master's degree in the content area in which they're teaching. So students could even take English composition, you know, one basically in their high school with their qualified teacher.
Again, another amazing opportunity for the students. So we've talked about all the wonderful things that are going on, but what do you see is really maybe the biggest challenge facing the students or the college or the high schools right now?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest challenges for students, I would say, would be transportation.
Oh, okay.
You know, we do have remarkable facilities here at Gateway. Mm-hmm. awesome resources. Our classrooms are state of the art. I mean, if you have not been to the IMET Center, you need to go to the IMET Center. Stephanie and I will meet you there. But the equipment that we have is just remarkable. And I know so many students want to take part of our high school academy and smart manufacturing that's there, but it's that transportation, getting to campus, especially if maybe you're coming, you know, from Walworth County, needing to come out to Racine County. That can be a challenge for students. So I do see transportation as probably one of the biggest challenges. Now, I will say, though, some of our high schools have been very creative with grant opportunities and finding money within their own budgets to help bus students, which is really remarkable. So I'm always looking for opportunities to help remove that barrier, and I really appreciate our high school partners that are looking for the same opportunities for students. So really, we can provide opportunities for all students.
Yeah, the district is really large. Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth County, the district that we serve here in southeastern Wisconsin. So making sure that those students are able to get to the opportunities I could see would definitely be a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing I do want to talk about as well that we haven't mentioned today is something that we call National Signing Day.
Yes.
What is National Signing Day for us?
So National Signing Day is a great celebration for our high school students that are planning on pursuing a career in career and technical education. It's really about celebrating those students that want to go pro in their profession. So it is a great celebration in partnership with NC3 that we've been doing here at Gateway for the past 8 years. Every spring, we invite all of our high schools to come to campus, our Kenosha campus, and we celebrate students like students get celebrated for signing on to go play football. Mm-hmm. We want to have that same level of excitement for our students that are planning on coming here to Gateway Technical College. So we have seen over the past few years about 200 students come, sign letters of intent to turn pro in their profession and enroll here at the college that fall after they graduate from high school. So it's just a huge celebration. And it is one of my most favorite days of the entire year, Stephanie. Students come, parents come, their families. Students are recognized for, you know, wanting to become a nurse. They're recognized for wanting to become an automotive technician because they deserve that recognition. And it is so exciting to see students feel that sense of pride for what's about to come after they graduate for high school. So it's always one of my most favorite days. Very much looking forward to it. It'll be held this April, okay. And it'll be our 9th year. And so always exciting to meet students and actually to see them meet their future classmates. Mm-hmm. We kind of is uncomfortable at first because we make them sit with, you know, maybe their rival high school. But, you know, that's going to be your future classmate someday. And for them to see them, you know, after sitting awkwardly maybe next to someone for 20 minutes to see them actually, you know, exchange phone numbers and take pictures and learn about their future Red Hawk classmate is really fun to see.
It is a great day. As Katie indicated, it's a day for us to really to celebrate the students that are making the intention to come to Gateway Technical College and choosing a field in career and technical education. And I enjoy that day as well, as it is a day where you see the parents run up to take the picture of their son or daughter signing that letter of intent with their popular baseball hat.
That's correct.
That we do give everybody that Rudy baseball cap as well. And so just to see the pride, as you indicated, I think as they make that decision to come to Gateway Technical College is definitely one of my favorite days as well when it comes to working with the high schools. So Katie, is there anything else you want to add today? Anything that I may have missed?
Let's see. Well, you know, it's almost August here, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And so very much looking forward to our high schools getting back in session in the next few weeks. Yeah. Here at Gateway, our first day of our fall semester is on September 6th. Mm-hmm. So very much looking forward to having our adult learners back on campus, but also our high school students as well. So if you're considering coming to college this upcoming fall, if you're not really quite sure, really encourage you to come check us out at Gateway Technical College. There are so many opportunities for you, whether you are in high school, whether you're in middle school, whether you just graduated high school, or whether you're an adult learner. Encourage you to come on out, see our facilities, meet our faculty. There's plenty of time still to get started, but very much looking forward to the start of our fall 2022 school year, kicking off this upcoming September. I am excited. You know, like I mentioned, over $4 million saved in transcripted credit. I remember just a few years ago, it was like $2 million. So doubling that. And I can only imagine where we're going to be going. We might hit five. I don't know. But very excited to see just those opportunities for students. So just really encourage, if you are a high school student, take advantage of all of the opportunities. Like I said, Stephanie, man, I wish that we had these opportunities when we were in high school. Right. That's for sure.
So many opportunities, as we talked today with Katie about, you know, free college programs through the College Promise program. Just many opportunities really to help a student make that decision. And you, as you indicated, we start in September. It's never too early to talk about what's going to happen in May or next fall. And we want to begin to have the dialogue with students as well, so that they understand all of the opportunities that are out there. Because I will tell you today, just through our conversation, I learned a lot about what is happening in our high schools and how we at Gateway Technical College are truly working with our high schools. So we are so grateful for our high school partners. And I know, as we talked earlier, you have developed a wonderful relationship with the high schools that when they come to the campus, they're just so excited. And, you know, they come to the campus and they get their backpack. And we know, as a college, when students are here, and we hope that we're providing that welcoming environment for them when they come on tours here. So it is a great opportunity for high school students to really understand what Gateway is about and how we can help them as we move forward. So, Katie, I just really want to thank you for your time today. It has been a pleasure to talk to you, and I know that your excitement and your enthusiasm goes down to you within your team as well. And we are very fortunate to have everyone on your team working with those students. So thank you again for your time and the important work that you are doing with the schools. So again, our guest today has been Katie Graff, and she is the Director of High School Relationships at Gateway Technical College. For WGTD's Education Matters, this is Stephanie Skilba.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 10:30 here on WGTD. Archive programs are available on our website at WGTD.org. Support for WGTD comes from the Racine Theater Guild, presenting Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, the Fractured Fairy Tale Musical, July 15th through the 31st. Tickets, information, and a full calendar of shows are at racinetheater.org.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, three new art exhibits are open at the Westham in Racine. They include exhibits titled Cultural Reflections, Focus on Glass, and works from the Racine Art Guild Juried Competition. The Westham is at 2519 Northwestern Avenue.
Supporting WGTD is the Bristol Renaissance Fair, featuring an open-air marketplace, food, drink, and non-stop entertainment, all in the style and pageantry of 16th century England. Online at renfair.com. Open weekends through Labor Day.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, Laura Sumner Kuhn, a former journalist with the Racine Journal-Times, who currently serves as an adjunct instructor at UW Parkside, and Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College. Community Matters Matters shares its time slot with the WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Good morning. This is Len Iaquinta for Community Matters. Our topic is summer physical fitness. It's a topic more complicated than one might think. My guest today is an accomplished physical therapist based in southeastern Wisconsin, David Graziano, a doctor of physical fitness. And that's only one of his array of certifications and honors. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Len.
Well, let's begin, Dr. Graziano, with the question, why? Why is keeping fit and why is not injuring yourself extra challenging in the summer months with our travel and our recreation, resuming maybe of outdoor sports, vacationing, and how we all fit that in with a fitness routine or a lack of one? How do we keep fit and safe during the summer, Dr. Graziano?
Well, as we all know, keeping physically fit is very, very important. It will, to quote Hippocrates, walking is man's best medicine.